tennis. The state-bound Lady Beaver tennis team, they are sending three to state, a 4A state tennis meet in Prairie Village coming up here on Friday and Saturday. We have all the state qualifiers aboard here tonight, and we'll start off with junior singles player in Mallory Cup. And how are you doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Congratulations, first qualifying for state, back-to-back states. And, you know, just being able to get into that semifinal round was a little bit of a relief and pressure, I imagine.
Oh, yes, it was.
And you know, get to the semifinals, and then you face, of course, the Bellamy girl. But then you were scheduled to play your third-place match, but just unable to. But I guess, what was the moment or what was the weekend like for you overall?
I think it went well. I liked having it just that one day rather than two, like we've done in the past. But, yeah, that semifinals game was a good one.
And you know, going in, and was it kind of nice in a way, too, that you didn't know a whole lot about to what you were going to potentially face?
Yeah, I enjoyed that quite a bit, but I still ended up playing two of the people that I played before, and so I only really saw one new person. But
okay,
yeah,
yeah, and then of course Bellamy, and who else?
Bellamy and a girl from Concordia.
Okay, and you saw her, yeah.
Yep.
Up at Phillipsburg, right?
Yes.
Okay, but no, the relief to get to states, and here you go again in Prairie Village. Was that where state was last year for 3-2-1A? Oh, it was Wichita. Okay, yeah, I know you guys. It's been back and forth all over the place to Prairie Village, but that's got to be kind of exciting, a new environment for you coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
All right, and this is your second trip into state here. What are some things that you remember from last year that maybe you want to go to the next step this year?
Well, I remembered playing a girl that I felt like was beatable, so maybe this year I'll go into it a little more pumped up and ready to play my first match.
And, you know, it can be a nerve-wracking situation as well when you go to state for the first time there. And that part will be a lot easier, I would think, a lot calmer, I would think, right?
Yeah, yeah. Nerves will be down.
All right. What would you like to take out of the weekend?
I definitely would like to try and make it to the second day, obviously, but I'd just like to get a few good wins.
All right. Well, hopefully that goes, and you get a great weekend, get to take a medal home here. Junior Mallory Cup joining us here first. Thanks again and congratulations here. And now we're going to talk to another junior. I think they're all three juniors that qualified for states. And so we're going to get the doubles team here. It will start off with Madison Roberts. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well.
Well, congratulations. And what was that feeling like when you realized, I'm going to state?
It was a really good feeling because we've never experienced it before, so it's just really cool that we get to go do this year.
All right. What was the process like of, you know, getting into the, of course, winning that first one is more important there, and then getting to the next round, and what was that feeling like in the consolation or your second to last match there, like, all right, we're going to state. What was that moment like for you?
It was really exciting, and we were just really pumped and ready to play our last match of the day.
Did you feel like the guys played pretty well over the weekend?
Yeah, for sure. I think we played, honestly, probably the best we've played all season.
There's nothing wrong with saving the best for last, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, coming out and even getting a win at the end, you don't have to play a regional champion. That's got to be big as well. And but as you take a look at the way things are for state here, a new experience for you, and what's probably the biggest thing you're excited about?
Just getting to experience something new and, like, the next step to really just, like, tennis in general and, yeah.
All right. And, you know, going to state, it's going to be clear across the state, Prairie Village. I mean, you're going to be pretty much a shot away from the state of Missouri, if I'm not mistaken there. But that's got to be cool to kind of play in a different environment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to be really new and a good experience for us.
Have you talked to others before, and Mallory, of course, or some others that maybe have had the state experience before?
Not really, just pretty much Mallory.
All right. You know, as you go to state, what were some things that you'd like to see from you and Tatum here this weekend?
Honestly, I'm just kind of going into it open-minded, and whatever happens, happens. And overall, I'm really proud of how we did this season.
Absolutely. That's it's accomplishment to get to state. And congratulations, and enjoy the moment there, and have fun on the trip tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Madison Roberts joining us here, and we'll be joined with another junior here, Tatum Wells. She'll get the headset on here. And how's things going?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, congratulations. And I know Madison is probably the same. Is probably the same for you as it was for Madison. What was that moment like when you realized we're going to state?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
And I know you had one more match to go, though, but do you feel like that took a lot less, it was a little bit of a relief after that, knowing that you were going to go state even though you had one match left?
Yeah, I think we carried a lot of our momentum into our last match, and that really helped us.
What seemed to work for you guys on Saturday?
We just played really well. I think we just figured out what we needed to do, and we just worked on it, and yeah.
All right. What was probably the strongest part of your game on Saturday?
I think my strongest suit was my serves. I think my serves are really good on Saturday.
All right. And yeah, it'd fight the cold, too. That
yeah.
A little chilly a bit.
A little bit. There wasn't much wind, though, so that was a big plus.
And you were like, we're not in Western Kansas anymore.
Yeah.
Huh? But as you take a look at the weekend here, you're going to Prairie Village clear across the state. What is something that you're looking forward to the most as you head to 4A state?
I'm just excited to see a lot of new competition, just see where we're at.
And at the regional there at McPherson, did you guys see anybody that you've already faced this year?
Yeah, we played Clay Center in
okay.
Ellsworth, but I think that's the only one.
All right. So, I mean, it was another good one for you there then, huh?
Yeah.
How fun has this tennis season been for you?
I've loved it. This tennis season has been really fun.
All right. Well, go have fun at state, enjoy it, and best of luck to you coming up there.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Tatum Wells joining us here. And, of course, we had Madison Roberts, the doubles duo there, qualifying for the state tennis championships. Prairie Village coming up on Friday and Saturday. We're going to talk here with Coach Cheryl Kucharik here. She'll get the headset on here momentarily here. Well, Coach, it was a fourth-place finish for you guys overall as well, and you get three to state. Fun weekend, or I should say fun weekend, but a fun day on Saturday. As a coach, did you like the one-day format better?
There's good things and bad things mm-hmm. on it. You know exactly what you're playing. I mean, when we played 3-2-1A, Madison and Tatum would have had to wait until Saturday to know whether they were going, because they would have to play that match then. So, yeah, it was a long day. You know, those girls played a lot of tennis. You know, when because you're starting right there, your first match is 2 out of 3 sets. And so that's a totally different format than what we've played all year.
And how'd you feel like that overall, your team overall, how'd you feel like they responded to that?
You know, they stepped up, all of them, every one of them, even Jimena Haley, excuse me, and Kennedy all stepped up and played tough and were just, you know, a game or two away from qualifying for state. So everybody did great.
Do you feel like maybe, even though you were very busy toward the end of the year, do you feel like the schedule kind of helped you guys out and building maybe that conditioning or stamina to be in those situations?
You know, it definitely didn't hurt us.
Yeah.
You know, those four meets in a week made them get a little condition.
Yeah, I mean, it was go, and that was it, yeah. But, you know, and you mentioned we start off with your qualifiers, of course. Mallory, a fourth-place finish. You know, she looked like she played pretty well throughout the day, just mm-hmm. kind of a tough go against the Bellamy girl again, and it's just tough seeing her again. And then just couldn't quite go in that third-place match.
Right. She, you know, we just had to go ahead and take an injury default on that third and fourth-place match. But she had already qualified, and I didn't want to risk anything, and neither did she or Mom, you know, and Dad. So we just made the decision.
And then your fifth-place qualifiers are your doubles team. Getting through there, that doubles tournament looked pretty tough.
It was pretty tough. And you know, like the girls said before, they saw some new competition, and we had played Colby. We knew what to expect. We had played Ulysses, and we had seen Clay Center. But other than that, everybody was new.
And sometimes I think, you know, if you've lost to an opponent that's there, and They maybe have a higher seed, and you face them right off the bat. Sometimes that could be good to see a totally different team. It's a clean slates, and they don't have those mental blocks.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
But, it was a good fifth-place finish to finish out the day. I think your girls beat two Clay Center teams?
Two Abilene teams.
Two Abilene teams. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then I knew it was somebody up north from the NCKL. But anyways, Haley was one match close. She lost. I was thinking the Clay Center, so that was it. Clay Center, she fell to there. But it was a good effort for her, and she kind of maybe worked her way up a little higher in the seeding.
She did. We had no idea what to expect in the seeding meeting. They didn't know us. Besides the teams that I had mentioned, we didn't really have anything in common. So, the seating meeting was, they respected all of us. And of course, we have great respect for, McPherson is known for tennis. And they definitely showed that in the meet.
Yeah, they've been a tradition for a long time at 5A, now 4A. And then you also had, I know, Jimena and Kennedy, they had a good effort there, but just couldn't quite get out of that first round match.
Right. They split sets and came back from behind and won that second set and forced the third set and they worked so hard and just didn't quite have enough to finish it on the end.
Well, now you get to go to Kansas City, Prairie Village. Well, you go through Salina to get there.
That's true.
You've been there before as a coach, Sarah. This is a new experience for your girls' team coming up here Friday and Saturday.
Yep. It seems like either the boys or the girls get to go there at least once a year. Boys went last year, and the girls went the year before. It's a great tennis complex. We'll have 10 courts, and so everybody will be – the meet moves along pretty quickly.
Yeah, and that's got to be pretty fun there. But what a year for your team. Pretty good to get as many as you have and, kind of a rebuilding year.
Yes, I'm excited. The girls peaked at the right time and set a goal. They wanted to do that and worked hard all year.
All right, once again, Coach Sharkacharik joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, our coaches show, State Tennis for Scott City 4A this weekend at Prairie Village. Thanks again for the time. Good luck, and have a good trip, and enjoy your guys' experience.
Thank you, Adam.